Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, y'all are quiet. Let's get this thing going. Glory to God. I tell you what, I refuse to allow the enemy to sit on my voice. Amen. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to worship the Lord. But I'll tell you what's going to happen this weekend. I don't care if there's 12 here or if there's 3,000. It's going to happen. It happened in the scriptures. Happened in the book of Acts. One day it was 3,000. Another day they ran into 12 and they all got baptized in the Holy Ghost. So numbers is not an issue with God. But I want to read you this. There's a lot of controversy in the body of Christ about certain things that happen in the churches. And a lot of things, according to some of the, I hesitate to call them theologians, if they were good theologians, they wouldn't believe this. But this old thing you hear of, well, you know, all of that passed away with the apostles. Everything passed away with the apostles. I want to read you something that most people are not aware of. It's a book. It's the only one like it that's ever been written. It's a history of the early church from the time of Jesus up until 325 or so, after the Council of Nicaea, which canonized the scriptures. There was a man named Eusebius, and he spent his life collecting manuscripts and penmanships from all over the world, all over the Christian world. And during that time, he made reference to a great, well, he's actually a saint in the church now. Irenaeus was his name. Or Irenaeus, whichever you want to pronounce it. He was born in 130 A.D. That's the year 130 A.D. So it's pushing 200 A.D., when he penned what I'm getting ready to read to you. This came from the historical archives of the early church. To give you an example, it says, at the 12th stage from the apostles. We might say 12 generations from the apostles. In accord with the accounts which I have already given, Irenaeus demonstrates these facts in the five books entitled Refutation and Overthrow of Knowledge, falsely so called. And in book 11 of the same work, he makes it clear that right down to his own time. Now this is 100 and some years beyond the oldest apostle. Right down to his own time, manifestations of divine and miraculous power had continued in some churches. Key on some. Now he quotes him, talking in specific about two adherents to this practice, but they fall far short of raising the dead as the Lord raised them, and as did the apostles through prayer and among later Christians, because the need was so great and the whole of the local church besought God with much fasting and supplication. The spirit of the dead man has returned and his life has been granted to the prayers of God's people. This is not apostolic days. This is 100 years beyond. But if they suggest that the Lord has done these things only in appearance, I will refer them to the prophetic writings and prove from them that all this had been foretold about him and really happened, and that he alone is the Son of God. So it is that in his name, those who truly are his disciples, having received grace from him, put it to effectual use for the benefit of their fellow men in proportion to the gift each one has received from him. Now we're talking about 200 A.D., not Peter, James, John, and the rest of them. Some drive out demons, really and truly, so that often those cleansed from evil spirits believe and become members of the church. Some have foreknowledge of the future, visions, and prophetic utterances. Others, by the laying on of hands, heal the sick and restore them to health. And before now, as I said, dead men have actually been raised and have remained with us for many years. In fact, it is impossible to enumerate the gifts which throughout the world the church has received from God. And in the name of Jesus Christ crucified under Pontius Pilate, and every day, now he's talking about in his own time, 200 years after A.D., and every day put to effectual use for the benefit of the heathen, and then anybody outside the church to them was referred to as heathen. Deceiving no one. How many people say that some of the stuff that happens that was not real? We just deceived. We just made it look like it happened. Deceiving no one and making profit out of no one. Freely she received from God and freely she ministers. And the she is talking about the church. Elsewhere he writes, similarly, we hear of many members of the church who have prophetic gifts and by the Spirit speak with all kinds of tongues and bring men's secret thoughts to light for their own good and expound the mysteries of God. And his concluding statement, this will suffice to show that diversity of gifts continued among fit people till the time I am speaking of. Now, you're going to believe? You're going to believe the people that were there and saw it, or you're going to believe the naysayers that have included that as a theology and said they don't happen anymore? I'll tell you, all that I read, I'm expecting it to happen this weekend. I'm expecting us to see everything. If that means a dead person raised, I hope nobody dies, but anything that is available to the church is available. And it's available today. And I don't understand why we modern scholars, and maybe it's because we call ourselves modern, are so arrogant that we believe that 2,000 years later we know more of the truth than the eyewitnesses did. Let's enjoy what Jesus appropriated for the church. Amen. Let's stand.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to get your praise on tonight. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We're going back a little ways, pulling in some old songs, a couple of new songs. I think I'm echoing everywhere. Am I echoing back there? I'm echoing. Okay. Pastor. I am echoing. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Are you ready? Let's go. Somebody's miracle is in this house tonight. Somebody here is getting healed. This Holy Ghost power is flowing tonight. Somebody here is getting healed. Somebody's miracle.
Somebody's miracle is in this house tonight.
Somebody here is getting healed. Come on.
This Holy Ghost power is flowing tonight. Somebody here is getting healed.
Now get your praise.
And I will praise him. for he will set me free.
Come on and
praise him. He brings a victory. Praise him, for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
Come on now.
Somebody's miracle is in this house tonight. Somebody here is getting healed. This Holy Ghost power is flowing tonight. Somebody here is getting healed.
Somebody's miracle.
Somebody's miracle is in this house tonight. Somebody here is getting healed. His Holy Ghost power is flowing tonight. Somebody here is getting healed.
Come on now.
And I will praise him, for he has set me free.
Come on
and praise him. He brings a victory. I will praise him, for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
And I will praise him,
for he has set me free. Praise him. He brings a victory. I will praise him, for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
Well, shout to the Lord then. Come on. Hallelujah. For he has done great things. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. All right. Amen. Amen. Don't get quiet. Just cause the music stops. Amen. Amen, amen.
God a King, His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, His love endures forever. Born,
His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever.
Forever.
By the grace of God, we'll carry on.
His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us.
Forever and ever.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us.
Forever and ever. Forever.
endures forever.
Come on, y'all.
His love endures forever. 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 Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever and ever. Forever you are faithful.
You are so
forever faithful. You are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever and ever. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us. Forever and ever. Forever you are faithful.
You are so faithful.
Forever you are with us. Forever and ever.
I think we need a microphone change or fixed here.
I'm singing for the group.
They're going to.
It's not working.
Okay. No. All right. Well, come on. Let's praise him. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't go too far. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Out of your heart. That's where your song is tonight, church. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. It's camp meeting time. It doesn't matter what the devil tries to do, right? We're going forward. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
You turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God.
Here we go, come on.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand again? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against?
Yeah.
What can stand against? Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
And since our God
is for us, then who could ever stop us? And since our God is with us, then what can stand against? And since our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And since our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
Woo! Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Our God is greater, greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing that now. Our God is greater.
Our God is stronger.
Come on.
God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God.
One more time now. Come on.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
Come on, church. Come on. Woo! Lift your name. Lift His name up tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, they a lot of people thought, years ago or maybe just last week or whenever you were out in the world, they thought, oh man, that boy's gone. But Jesus Christ came in, amen. He burned up all that stuff.
Amen.
Amen. And out of the ashes rose a child of God. That's who you are tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, this next song is our theme song for this camp meeting. And it's about overflowing. About the overflowing love of God, that everywhere you go, that everybody you meet, you're going to overflow something. Now, you're either going to overflow Jesus, or some other bad attitude is going to come out that I'm not even going to mention. Amen? But you're going to touch people one way or the other. And we got to let the overflow. That's what this camp meeting's about. Lord, we want to be so filled with your Holy Spirit and the anointing of God that when we walk out the doors, people will know, man, they've been somewhere. They've been somewhere. They got something I want. Hallelujah. They need to see something in you, church.
Amen.
Amen. So this song, we do this song, and they laugh at me. I know they do, but, you know, I'm kind of fanatic anyway. I always have been. I never have been typical of anything. But anyway, but I hear this song, and I just see myself walking down the road, just going like this. Everybody I meet, everything I see is touched with the glory of God. Amen. Let your mercy reign. Amen.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up.
running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. Say, God, you have done great things, and you give grace to the weak, and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. Oh God, you're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. Say, God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. Say, God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came a-running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy rain. Let your
mercy rain on us.
How deep,
how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. How deep,
how wide,
how long, how high is your love, is your love, oh God.
So let your mercy rain on us.
You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy rain
on us.
What about y'all?
Let it rain.
Hallelujah. You know, we discovered one, we started doing this song. Most of you, you learned this song when you were little. We discovered one Sunday morning what that song, Deep and Wide, said. I used to didn't think it said anything. It's talking about the love of God. Deep and wide. Come on. Deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Come on, sing it, church, now. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Oh, deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. The love of God, amen. Hallelujah. Just stand there. Just come on, lift your hands as we magnify and we worship you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you for your mercy that rains on us, and your mercy is new every day, Father. Thank you that we can stand and we can go home tonight and go to bed and get up in the morning. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new day with your mercy raining on us. We praise you, Father God, the living God that we worship, the only living God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Worship you,
yeah.
For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God. You're the Savior of the world. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God. Every day I come to you and lift my voice to honor you and worship you. Every hour, every hour of every day, I will bow my heart to pray and worship you. Yes. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God. You're the Savior of the world. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God. Oh, almighty, beloved, are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God. You're the Savior of the world. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God.
You're the Almighty again. Are you ready, church? Come on in.
The Savior of the world. So holy,
so holy,
most holy,
most holy,
the ever living God.
Almighty,
oh, almighty,
oh, almighty,
beloved, the Savior of the world. Are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God. You're the Savior of the world. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God.
Sing to him, church. Come on. Begin to worship and praise him. Hallelujah. As we praise and magnify you, Jesus, as we come before you in worship and adoration and praise, Almighty God, Almighty, beloved, the everlasting Father, we praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. We worship and we praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you,
and
we worship. Oh, praise God. We praise you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Almighty.
Thank you, Lord.
Almighty.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Hallelujah. Lift your voice.